the Maldives is doing actually quite well on gender when you look at the aggregated data. They rank 49 on gender inequality index, and they are the least disparities between men and women in the all South Asian countries. The countries attained gender parity in primary and secondary enrollment, and the number of Maldivian women attending the university degree is at par with men. But when you look at the political decision-making level, there's only 6% of women in both national and local parliaments. So that's serious. That's the huge disparity between the education attainment and the participation of women in society. And also there are 3 ministers out of 15. So that's the point that we need to bring serious transformational changes, and UNDP is working closely with women's organization, also election commission, to encourage the future female political leaders.
Is it difficult to make changes of that level in a society like the Maldives?
I think all these gender disparities comes from social norms and also geographical isolation. Women also get married at a very young age and then get pregnant, so that they tend to stay at home. They are also encouraged to stay at home and to support the family rather than going outside to have work. So there is a disparities in incomes, disparities in employment rate. So this is where we really need to get into the core of the society, and I think each family, to empower women.
And Ms. Noda, I believe you're coming up to the end of your first year as resident coordinator in the Maldives. Have there been any experiences or anything, any major events that have happened that have touched you in any way, or any reflections that you would like to share from this very first year?
Yes, the country is very, very beautiful and very dynamic. It's a young democracy that is still trying to struggle to find their own solution, their own formula of democracy. And I do feel that the international community needs to understand that it doesn't come so quickly. And the Maldives is also a middle-income country, so they have done already a lot. Development progress is remarkable, but they do need some more support so that they can really go up to the development trajectory. So I'm very optimistic for the future of the Maldives, and I feel very fortunate to be in the country.